Hello, Meadow.
Hello, Sluts. Hello, TK. A couple of big drips there in Gosford, I see.
Very good. You think of that for long? Well,
just behind you there in the window.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you what, there's been more than a couple of big drips. They've been massive. In fact, it's probably the best it's ever been right at this stage, but the meeting's off.
Yeah, it's no good. Mate, a couple of teams doing well. The Eels are playing well. I think you've got the Storm with two wins, but the Eels have been impressive, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have, and it's an unusual sight, isn't it, to see them at the top of the competition ladder. Hasn't happened in many a year, and, you know, the Storm, though, they just keep rolling on. You know, it's the seventh year of the past eight that they've won their first two games, and Slats, you were talking, or TK, you were talking about getting those early competition points in the bank. Well, you know, Melbourne just do it routinely, don't they?
Yeah.
They just get the job done. They're just such a clinical team. That's the word most often described describing Melbourne, and they've done that in the first two games. They've been played in wet conditions. They get to a lead, and they just shut the opposition out.
Yeah. Well, Melbourne favourites $1.53, and the Bronx $2.50. No surprise there.
No. Well, there's some rain around again tomorrow, apparently, for Melbourne. So, you know, and as we say, the Storm did it at Belmore against the Dogs in the wet, and they won over in Auckland where it was torrential rain. And they played good dry weather football. They scored 28 points in awful conditions. So it's hard to go against them. The Broncos have won their last two at Amy Park, but I think the Storm would be ready for them this time. They were a little bit ambushed last time they played. The Broncos went wide from the outset, scored a couple of early tries, and then the Storm were right out of their comfort zone. I think the Storm can win tomorrow night.
All right, you're tipping the Storm. What about find the winner here and play fair? You got the Warriors $1.53, Minnow, up against a desperate Bulldogs $2.50, but so too the Warriors, but I've given up predicting them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, the Dogs were very close to victory against the Roosters last Thursday night. I think if it hadn't been for the loss of an outside back, a winger and fullback, William Hopewade, that really disrupts the interchange, doesn't it? It really puts them on the back foot. They've got two players on debut, Brad Abbey and Marcelo Montoya, a player who represented Fiji. Doesn't sound Fijian.
But sounds like an F1 driver.
He does, doesn't he? And
Montoya, yeah. Brad, he's in America now.
Brad Abbey, who was a Warriors Holden Cup player. You know, this game's being played in Dunedin, so there's a fair few unknown factors. But I'm going to go the Dogs because of that desperation. They'll be getting together on a trip away. I think that might help them as well. I think the Dogs can beat the Warriors.
All right, mate, the Titans $2.70, the Eels $1.45.
Yeah, the Eels have lost Corey Norman, which is a big loss for them because he's been in sparkling form the first two rounds of the competition. But the Titans, they've also have some very big losses, including Jared Hayne and Anthony Don. They're still missing Nathan Peets, their hooker. They'll field one of their most inexperienced sides, the Titans, and the Eels. Jeff Robson, a lot of experience, knows the rest of the team. I think he'll go fine at halfback. I think Parramatta should win that comfortably.
Mido, I'm looking forward to seeing what the Newcastle Knights can dish up, whether they can go back-to-back, or what that was their grand final last week. $2.50 outsiders against the South Sydney Rabbitohs, no Greg Inglis, $1.53.
Yeah, it's been a long time between back-to-back wins for the Newcastle Knights, 2015, late that season that they did that. Look, I think they'll do it tough against the Rabbitohs. The addition of Adam Reynolds made all the difference against Manly last week, and Cody Walker's been fantastic for them the first couple of weeks of the season, and having Reynolds there with him takes some of the pressure off him. I think they'll be too strong for the Knights up there.
They can't split Penrith or the Roosters, $1.90 apiece.
Had a lot of trouble splitting these teams myself. Look, they've got two, they're two very young teams, and there's some inexperience there. You know, Latrell Mitchell playing in the centres, he's still learning the defensive aspects of that trade, and you know, there were some deficiencies there against the Dogs. As they came storming back last Thursday night. Penrith as well, there's plenty of inexperience in that team. We had one player on debut and a couple of players only early into their career in the halves particularly. But the home ground advantage might be enough just to give the Panthers a narrow victory on Saturday night.
Well, this is how bad Manly are going. They're $4 outsiders against the Cowboys, $1.25. And you say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, the big deal about that is there's no Matt Scott playing, and there's no Jason Taumalolo playing for the Cowboys, yet they're still short price favourites.
And no Lachlan Coote, no Antonio Winterstein as well.
That's right.
So look, they've got all sorts of issues, don't they? The Cowboys out of that cracking game against the Broncos last Friday night. Unbelievable contest it was, but didn't they pay a high price for that with Taumalolo suspended, Scott gone for the season, and Coote and Winterstein, two pretty important outside backs missing as well. They've got some good replacements there in Kalen Ponga and Javid Bowen out wide, but you know, they might be a little stretched in the middle of the field, but that's where Manly are probably at their weakest as well, with still no Marty Taupau and Adam Fanua-Blake suspended, Darcy Lussick still on the injured list, Lloyd Perrott still injured. So that'll cancel each other out, I reckon. I think the Cowboys at home, they'll have a bit of... they'll be steely, I think, this week, given that injury crisis. I think they'll band together and beat Manly.
The Raiders $1.40, the West's Tigers $3.
Yeah, both teams looking to bounce back after really ordinary performances last week. There's an interesting stat on West Tigers. The last four times they've been beaten by 30 points or more, they've won their next game. But, you know, you factor in the fact, you know, Canberra coming off a big loss as well. And the size of the Raiders, they've caused the Tigers huge problems the last two seasons. Or the last season, in fact, they won both games by big scores. Canberra down there to win at GIO Stadium.
And, mate, Cronulla and the Sharks up against St George Illawarra, $1.30 Cronulla.
Yeah, it's hard to go past Cronulla. They bounced back well against the Raiders last week, and the Dragons were pretty awful against Parramatta, so I think it'll be a Sharks win on home soil.
Good on you, Mido. Lovely to chat.
Good on you, boys.